So in fact, Badr is a battle which took place in early days when Nabi alayhi salam migrated towards Medina. Some people think that maybe the migration made Nabi alayhi salam to be in ease and peace, but it was not like that. Migration, in fact, it was tough to migrate, it was not easy. And then to migrate from your own city, town and area, and to depart it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was ready for that. Because to leave your house and to strive with your wealth and self, this is a sign of iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, those people who migrated in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they were slain and they were killed, or they died. لَيَرْزُقَنَّهُمُ اللَّهُ رِزْقًا حَسَنًا, Allah is going to provide them excellent provision. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَهُوَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ, and Allah is the best providers. لَيُدْخِلَنَّهُمْ مُدْخَلًا يَرْضَوْنَهُ وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَعَلِيمٌ حَلِيمٌ, Allah definitely is going to enter them in such a place where Allah will be pleased with them. So imagine to leave your house and to go out and to go far, wide. You know, it looks like it will be a trouble, but it is actually bring the person near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam migrated and he came to Medina. When he was in Medina, the problems increased for him. Because in Mecca, there was one sort of enemy, and that was the atheist of Mecca, the non-believers and the mushrik of Quraysh. But as soon he migrated and came to Medina, then there are many various type of enemies also around him. There are Yahud, there are Christians, there are Mushrikeen, there are Bedouin, there are, you know, that those atheists, their, all their energies are used how to travel Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Imagine the believers cannot be in peace in dunya. And in reality, he is also in peace in dunya. For the worldly peoples, he is in trouble. But his heart is satisfied. Why? Because he knows his goal and objective and mission, and he strives for that. So that's why might people will think about him that he's in trouble, but in reality, what he received in the heart, subhanAllah. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was in Medina, he used to remember the days of his Mecca, the valleys of Mecca, the alley and gullies of Mecca, where he was persecuted, where he was troubled. He used to remember those days and those times because he was ready to forego and to do everything for the sake and for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the trial come on the iman, then really it get known that how strong the person is in his deen. You know, in easy circumstances, it's very easy to practice the deen of Allah ta'ala. But when the clash come, when the trouble come, when the demands, when the ego, when the nafs, when the shaitan's demand, when the things are around, then persons guard and protect his deen and iman. There is a real jihad and there is a real mujahada. You know, like one shair in Persian language, he said that, Ya Allah, you put me in the mid of the ocean. Darmiyane qare darya khana bandam kardai, baz mi goi daman tar makun hushyar bash. Ya Allah, you put me in the center of ocean. And your demand is, wash out. Don't let the water of the sea come to your body or to your bosom. Out of this, how difficult it is. But those who are real, those who are the believers, those who are really inspired by Allah Ta'ala, protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah Ta'ala said, وَإِنَّ جُنْدَنَا لَهُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ, that our troops and our army, they are victorious. They got victory, Allah will give them victory. Finally, they are the victorious. Even people call them loser. The mu'min will never ever lose, you know. Always he is the victorious. Why? Allah Ta'ala said, وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Today also. If you lost everything, you know, sometimes the shop is gone, job is gone, money is gone, person became overnight bankrupt, nothing is left with him. But my brother, if your iman is safe, you are victorious. Lucky everything is went on the wealth, on the money. Your iman, your deen, your amal, your link with Allah, your love for Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam is protected. You are really, really victorious. وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. The difference is the calamities comes on kuffar also. Allah Ta'ala mentioned. The kuffar also get troubles. But you as a mu'min, there is a one difference between you and them. You know when Abu Sufyan said, you know, in the battle of Uhud, when 70, more than 70 Sahaba became martyred. So he said, yes, it's not a problem. Because in Badr, we, kuffar 70 were, killed. And now your 70 is gone. So, it is equal, is equality here. Qatlakum wa qatlana sawa. Our casualties and your casualties, our dead bodies and your dead bodies are equal. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam replied, they are not equal. Because qatlakum fin nar wa qatlana fil jannah. Our casualties, our dead bodies are in Jannah and your dead bodies ended in Jahannam. So where is the equality? That's why Allah Ta'ala said, وَلَا تَهِنُوا فِي ابْتِغَاءِ الْقَوْمِ إِن تَكُونُوا تَأْلَمُونَ فَإِنَّهُمْ يَأْلَمُونَ كَمَا تَأْلَمُونَ وَتَرْجُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَرْجُونَ. Allah Ta'ala said, don't show your weakness in chasing the nation, the enemies. If you are in trouble, they also get troubles. But you hope reward what they don't hope reward from Allah Ta'ala. You receive, you hope reward from Allah Ta'ala. They got no. Here is the difference, you know. So that's why the mu'min in troubles also, he is successful. And kafir is also failure. How easy can be? Allah Ta'ala said, kulu wa tamatta'u qaleelan innakum mujrimoon. Eat and enjoy for a while because you are mujrim. You are sinner. You are far away from me. When you will come, when you going to, there is no ikram, there is no honor, there is no dignity. When the Muslims will come, subhanallah, the doors of the Jannah is going to be welcome. And that is a real success we are waiting. Ye dunya ki zindagi, chand roza zindagi hai. This is a little life, we have to pass it. Rang raliyon pe zamane ki na jana ae dil. Ye khizan hai jo ba andaaz e bahar hai aayi. Don't go behind the splendor and the beauty of this dunya of my heart. Because this is actually autumn, which is coming in the shape of spring. Comes, you know, in the shape of spring, but in reality is the autumn. So, we should not give our heart, we should not go, yes, we have to earn dunya. Nobody stop anybody from earning the dunya. The Muslims, even if he earns dunya, he becomes a beloved of Allah Ta'ala, al-kasibu habibullah. Person is leaving his house, earning, going, bringing back, you know, some income to the home, bringing food to the, that is also the friend of Allah. As Khaja Sahib said, you earn the dunya, but you must control your havas. Greed. Don't be greedy. Kasbe dunya to kar havas ko kam rakh. You earn dunya, but control your greed and desire. Is par tu akhirat ko muqaddam rakh. You have to make akhirat preferred. On dunya, dene laga hai dhua phir ye charaag, zara iski law ko aur mat tham rakh. You know, when the people, you know, in the past, they got lamp. In the lamp, you know, sometimes person see, is low, the lamp light will be, so bright it will be. But the person says, no, let me make it high. Then the whole chimney is going to be black, you are not going to get light. So Khaisa want to say, that you have to control your desire. Then you will get the light, you will get the noor. You know, then laga hai dhua phir ye charaag, zara iski law ko aur mat tham rakh. Bring that chimney, the light down, then you will get the more noor. Otherwise, all chimney. Bhai, dunya ko apne upar musallat karoge, sara dil kala ho jayega, dimaag kala ho jayega. Heart is going to turn black, the mind is going to turn black, the whole body is going to turn black, and the person will not enjoy akhirah. Dekho mere dosto, akhirat aur dunya do sokan hai. You know, they are like two co-wives. If you want to please one, then the other get annoyed. You please other get annoyed. You know? So you have to be in balance. You have to try your things, you know, how to maintain. And how to get the pleasure and approval of Allah Ta'ala. See? You can't leave, you know, you can't leave dunya, you can't leave akhirah. Because dua teaches us, atina fi dunya hasana, wa fil akhirati hasana. Ya Allah, give us excellent of dunya, give us excellent of akhirah also. So now you have to be maintained. Not that you have to break the orders of Allah Ta'ala, you know, or you displease Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. and you know they make your life you know to go in misery and you see jahan hame mere dosto jis gunah ko karne ka shauk ho raha hai allah se dar ke us gunah ko chhod do jis neki par karne ko dil nahi aa raha jannat ka soch kar us neki ko karo bas yahi to sara khulasa to shuru ka ehsaan yahi hai this is the shuru ka ehsaan this is the effort of the buzurgan ki that our heart you know it is very difficult you know ye insaan ka jo dil hai یہ نفس انسان کا علامہ بصری رحمۃ اللہ نے فرمایا بچے کی طرح چائلڈ بیبی اف یو لیو دا بیبی یو نو فور ٹو ایئرس تھری ایئر فور ایئرس وہ چار سال پانچ سال بھی دودھ پیتا ہی رہے گا یو وانٹ لیو دا یو نو ان ایفرٹ یو نو ہی کرائز بٹ یو ہیو ٹو یور نفس از آلسو لائک دیٹ اف یو وانٹ ٹو گیو یور نفس واٹ ایور ہی وانٹس ہی از ناٹ گوئنگ ٹو بی فیڈ اپ یو نو سم ٹائم پرسن سے لیٹ می یو نو دیٹ فنش دس ڈیزائر اٹ وونٹ کم ٹو اینڈ Rather, shift it. Iska izala nahi hai, iska imala hai. It won't get down, you know, rather turn it. Dekho, Hazrat Umar رضی اللہ عنہ کے اندر بہادری تھی. ہاں جی, اسلام کے خلاف تھی. پھر وہ اسلام کے حق میں ہو گئے. He was brave against Islam. Then he became brave for Islam. So, we got our desires in us. How we have to design our desires to turn from Jahannam to Jannah. And then the person, you know, is tried towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why Allah ta'ala said, Allah helped you in Badr, and you was less in numbers. Subhanallah. The people was less in numbers, and Allah helped them. Because the qualities which was demanded by Allah ta'ala, it was fulfilled by the Muslims of their time, and that was sabr, and taqwa, and istighasa. Three qualities. Sabr, taqwa, and istighasa. They were very firm and they were patient. They were sabr in their life. Today we got no sabr. One person asked me, Mufti sahab, kab tak sabr karenge? Maine kaha, qabr tak. Sabr, qabr. Sabr karo, qabr tak. You have to make sabr, you make qabr. Till you be in the qabr, then qabr mein sabr nahi hai. No sabr in the qabr because qabr is a silly place. There you go. Nobody is going to give you trouble there. But before you die, lot of things will come. You have to suppress yourself. You have to control yourself. And apne andar sabr ki quality ko paida karo. Gusse ko control karo. Aur hikmat aur narmi ke saath pesh aao. Ye iman ki sifat. These are the qualities of iman. The person is to bring the quality of narmi. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, this person is being deprived from kindness and soft heartedness. Then he deprived from entire khair. من يحرم الرفق يحرم الخير كله is deprived from entire khair. So that's why the quality of the sabr was in the sahaba. And sabr is three types. You know, you're doing good action, he is strong on it. Steadfastness, istiqamat, yeh bhi sabr hai. Heart is desiring to go for wrong. Help your nafs, I'm not going to obey you. In the past, how many times I obeyed you? What you give me in return? Only miseries and problems. You want me to suffer in my life? How many times I responded to you? But every time the end result was that I was in trouble. See? I said, it's not going to be, you know. So the heart is desiring to go to wrong. See? The person say, oh, how pretty she is. You know, our eyes go absolutely high, you know. And because our strings are loose. Uske andar kuch thoda sa oil bhi dalna hai, and strings aankhon ke loose ho jate. The strings of the eyes also get loose. It also needs, you know, service. To be service and good. The service is actually to read Quran, to study Quran, to look to the Quran, and to learn the ahkam of Allah Ta'ala, and to sit in the majalis of deen. These are the things, you know, that through that, and it gets service, you know. Then, inshallah, it's not going to go to, or it's not going to see to the, you know, this is our body, is not ours. It's the amanat in our hands. And to borrow it to the question about this amanat. What we did with it. So that's why sabr also is going to be there. The person is desiring something wrong. The person has to ask, if my Allah will be happy with it or he'll be angry. Did my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will be happy or he'll be angry? Why I should do something and on the day my Allah get angry, my Nabi get angry and I'm still nothing out of it. Chhod dena. Wo bhi sabr. Phir koi musibat aati hai, koi pareshani aati hai, some trouble comes, some tragedy comes, some problem comes, some dear and near get loss, something comes, then also person has to make sabr. صبر میں تین طرح کا صبر ہے. دین پر جمنا یہ صبر ہے, گناہ کا کرنے کا شوق ہے اس سے بچنا یہ صبر ہے, کوئی تکلیف پریشانی آ جائے تو اس پر جو ہے وہ اس کو برداشت کرنا ہے. صبر تو بیکوز آف دیٹ اللہ تعالیٰ بہت ہیلپ. نمبر واز لیس, دا نمبر از ناٹ امپورٹینٹ, دا کوالٹیز آر کاؤنٹڈ بائی اللہ تعالیٰ. جی وہاں گنتی نہیں ہوتی ہے, وزن ہوتا ہے. یو نو از ناٹ ٹو بی کاؤنٹڈ ہاؤ مچ, وٹ از دا کوالٹی آر بی جج اینڈ چیک بائی اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ. سم ٹائم پرسن از ویری ویک بٹ ہی از ویری ویٹی ان دا اسکیل آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ. السلام said the kafir is going to be brought on the day of Qiyamah and he will be very bodybuilder, but he will not be equal to the wing of mosquito in the scale of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Ibn Masood radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, sometimes Sahaba said that how thin is, you know, that his shins are. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, his shins are more heavy in the scale than the mountain of Uhud. وہ اندر سے جو ہے وہ اندر کی چیز انسان کو بناتی ہے, اور وہ اللہ سے مانگنا پڑتا ہے اور قربانی اور محنت کرنی پڑتی. سو دا کوالٹی صبر وی ہیو ٹو برنگ اٹ ان اور لائف اینڈ ٹائم ٹو ٹائم دس از گوئنگ ٹو بی بیکاز اور لائف از بٹوین صبر اینڈ شکر. وین دا سرکمسٹانسز آر ان اور فیور دین وی ہیو ٹو میک شکر, وین دا تھنگز آر کونٹراری دین وی ہیو ٹو میک صبر. سو ان بٹوین صبر اینڈ شکر اور لائف از گوئنگ ٹو بی گوئنگ ٹو بی فار بوتھ آف دیم اللہ تعالیٰ پرومس دیم اللہ تعالیٰ ول گیو دیم ریسپیکٹ. دس واز دا کوالٹی among the sahaba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't look to their numbers. kam min fi'atin qalilatin ghalabat fi'atan kathiratan bi'idhnillah. Allah ta'ala said how many times it happened in the past also, yet the minority he got the upper hand, the victory and triumph on the majority through the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the Talut, you know, radiallahu anhu, his army when it was moving, you know, and Allah ta'ala tested them on the road. They all were thirsty, but the permission was only to take one scoop. 70,000 army, but all 69,600, more than that, they were drinking and drinking. Khalas, you can't go. And 300 only, Allah Ta'ala brought the victory for 300. The big mighty power, Jalut. وَقَتَلَ دَاوُودُ جَالُوتُ. Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him that power that he controlled the whole army of Jalut. And you know, this is it. Wallahu ma'a as-sabirin. Allah Ta'ala said, and they were making dua to Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, you pour sabr on us. Afrigh alayna sabra, wa thabbit aqdamana, wa ansurna ala al-qawm al-kafirin, fahazamuhum bi-ismillah. Allah Ta'ala said, they defeated them with the permission of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So, mere dosto, the matter is not for minority. Dekho, mere dosto. You know, if one Muslim is in the world, he is the majority. Why? Because Al-Haqqu Yalu Wala Yola Ali. The truth prevails. The false is not going to prevail. Sare murda hain. Ye zinda hai. So zinda jo hai, wo valuable hai na ji. That's why Allah Ta'ala looks for quality. And because of this one man, Allah Ta'ala is going to let whole world to function. SA airline will not function because of one customer. Even the Sahuk also will stop, because only one person go for Umrah. They will stop all their services, you know. But Muslim is so valuable in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will let all world to function. All the kuffar will get their livelihood because one Muslim is living. As long as one Muslim is there, Qiyamah is not going to come. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, La taqumu sa'a illa ala shirar al-khalaiq. The Qiyamah is not going to come but on evil people. As long as the last, when Allah Ta'ala want to bring the Qiyamah, those Muslims will be on those time, Allah Ta'ala will send the breeze. Very sweet, nice, fragrant breeze. As soon as going to pass the believers, khalas, his soul is going to be taken. When the Allah don't want the believer even to say the horror of the day of Qiyamah. لا يحزنهم الفزع الأكبر وتتلقاهم الملائكة هذا يومكم الذي كنتم توعدون. The big horror is not going to displease them and trouble them. And the malaika will receive them and the malaika will tell them, this is your day. This is your day. The days of the past is gone. You know, that became kal amsi zahib. Yesterday is gone. This is your day that you are promised. Ab ye din چلتا ہی رہے گا, یہ دن ختم نہیں ہوگا, ہمیشہ کے لیے وہ دن اللہ تعالیٰ دے دیں. تو بھائی this is the first quality I mentioned, first quality of the brother, may Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq to bring, you know, deen, amal ka naam hai, sirf qaul ka naam hai. This person speak about it, not, you know, everything is affected, how much sabr is required, you know, and the sabr every time we going to be, and the test is going to come on us. Jaise hi masjid se bahar kadam rakhenge, wo exam shuru ho jayega, test shuru ho jayega, ki ab hamare andar sabr hai ki nahi. صبر ہوگا تو درجات بڑھتے چلے جائیں گے, اللہ راضی ہوتا چلے جائے گا. اللہ رب العزت ہم سب کو صفات حسنہ میں, اللہ تعالیٰ give us all beautiful qualities which through that we will get the pleasure of Allah سبحانہ وتعالی. دنیا والوں کی فکر مت کرو میرے دوستو, ساری دنیا بھی آپ کے ساتھ ہو جائے اس کو اس کے اندر کوئی مزے کی بات نہیں ہے. all world can salute you, can put red carpet for you, they can salute you with the cannon, this is no measure in that, no test in that. Because then after day, اس زندگی کا کیا آدمی انجوائے کرے جس کی انتہا موت ہے, چھیننا ہے سب کچھ چھن جائے گا, everything is going to be snatched away, everything will be good. You know what? ملک الموت, somebody asked me, did you felt ever sympathy about someone? He said, two times I felt sympathy. One time, the ship was broken. And one lady, she gave the birth, a small baby there, how she is anything, you know. اللہ نے حکم دیا کہ اس عورت کی جان قبض کرو. So that time I felt it, that how, what is going to happen to this lady. Next time, mention that this is beautiful. You want to paradise, you know, you want to make it paradise in dunya. But when he coming for opening ceremony, you know, so that time Allah Ta'ala asked me that I am to take his soul. I have to thank him. وہ جو کئی سال تک باغ بنا ہے بڑی جنت کا, وہ اپنی جنت کے اندر جا نہیں سکا. اللہ تعالیٰ سے you didn't feel pity on two people, it's the same person. یہ وہی بچہ ہے, it is the same baby. How I brought him up, how I protected him, and see what he is doing when he became young. That's why Allah تعالیٰ said, when you got your muscles, barastani bil masiya ya abdasu, you fighting me with your evil intentions, with your evil actions. Oh, the evil slave of mine. I gave you all the existence, I brought you up, I brought power in you. Now when you got power, you breaking my orders. You start fighting and challenging me. A person said, you know, one person came in the masjid, you know, Baghdad. He was very powerful, bodybuilder man. You know, by mistake it came in his mind. He said that, میں تو ایسا جوان ہوں کہ اللہ تعالیٰ کو بھی حیران. Allah also was feeling, you know, that who am I? So look, you know, look. You know, when person is born, اس کے بول بدلتے ہیں نا جی, when his words get changed, you know, then he got no stay on one place, you know, then uska downfall shuru hota rehta hai, and then he started, you know, Allah Ta'ala put him in trouble same time, you know. Bilkul uski jawani bhi gayi, uska quwwat bhi gayi, uska to challenge karta hai, jisne se ye banaya hai, apne banane wale se ladta hai. So mere dosto, you know, on every step we are going to be, you know, that exam is going to be started. And the paper is going to come in front of us to go on the day of the Yama, the Dalai, to put paper in front of us. And those Kiraman Kathirin, they are busy writing. They got their job. You know, they're not doing injustice. They've been commanded. We also been commanded. All world is being commanded. Everything is busy fulfilling the command of Allah Ta'ala, except us. You know, we want to ignore the command. So, bhai, Allah Rabbul Izzat se maangna hai. Allah ki maannni hai, Allah ko maanna hai, Allah ko manana hai. We have to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we have to feel mercy on the ummah. Dekho bhai, apne dil mein kisi ke liye bughaz nahi rakhna, hasad nahi rakhna, sab ke liye dil se duaen karna. It's not harbor feelings. It's not harbor ill feelings, jealousy and malice in our heart. You know, for others, aaj to bahut sari bimariyan dil ki ho gayi hain. Dil ki bimariyan ho gayi. To isi liye to bimariyan ho gayi hain. Because we harboring wrong things in our heart. You know, there's a lot of sicknesses of the heart is also something. تو بھائی اس کو اللہ تعالیٰ ہم سب کو صحیح اخلاص نصیب فرما دے, سنسیئرٹی نصیب فرما دے. دیٹ ان شاء اللہ اف یو وانٹ ٹو لسن دین یو ٹو کم ٹو دی ناؤ دین دا کال ان شاء اللہ دین دا کال اورز اینڈ اورز دا حدیث دیٹ از گیون ہیز ان شاء اللہ وی ٹو بی ار ٹل مائی بیٹر واز دا ہف دا 15 20 منٹس یو نو سو ان شاء اللہ اللہ رب العزت کی ذات کو یہ محبت کو یہ سنسیئرٹی کو یہ اخلاص کو ریسپیکٹ ان شاء اللہ tomorrow if we need any program anywhere, inshallah, you have to buy will. Let you know, inshallah. Then we'll meet and from here we'll start further, inshallah. Respected father's life is short, you know. Everybody is going to tomorrow, is also born. Every day we are listening to somebody's dream. कुछ लोग दुनिया में आ रहे हैं कुछ लोग दुनिया से जा रहे हैं ये चमन कितना आबाद है जी किसी का कुंडा नहीं जितने पे नाम होता है किसी की उम्र का लबरेज जाम होता है अजब सरा है ये दुनिया जहाँ के शाम और सहर किसी का कुछ होता है किसी का मकाम होता है somebody is departing somebody is coming like airport somebody in somebody is out किसी तरह दुनिया के अंदर चल रहा है अगर सिर्फ लोग पैदा होते रहे मरे नहीं तब भी दुनिया में जगह ना रहे अगर सारे ही मर जाए तब भी मसाइल हो जाए अल्लाह रब्बुल इज्जत ने दुनिया को ऐसे बना रखा है अलम नजअलिल अर्ज़ किफाता अहया व अमवाता हमने जमीन को समेटने वाली चीज बनाया है द लैंड इज अकोमोडेटिंग जो उसके जो जिंदा है वो उसको अपने पुश पर उठाती है जो मर जाते हैं उनको अपने पेट में छुपाती है दोज़ हू आर लिविंग कैरी देम ऑन देयर बैक Those who died, they came to valley. So this is a kifat, the meaning of kifat. You know, that alam naj'al al-ardha kifata ahya'an wa amwata. So bhai, kabhi maut se ghafil nahi rehna hai. Maut se kab kisi bashar ko rushwagari hai. Aaj unki aur kal hamari bari. Hamari bari. We are in the row. Qadam su'e marqad nazar su'e dunya. Kahan ja raha hai, kidhar ko dekh raha hai. Where are you going and where are you seeing? So bhai, Allah ne फिक्र आखरत नसीब फरमाए हाँ फिक्र आखरत नसीब फरमाए जहाँ सब गए हैं वहां हमें भी जाना है असल हमारी जो PR है परमानेंट रेजिडेंस PRP यहाँ की दुनिया में TRP है अभी टेम्परेरी रेजिडेंस परमिट है यहाँ पे TRP है चाहे उसको परमानेंट रेजिडेंस कहें लेकिन है वो TRP बिकॉज टेम्परेरी रेजिडेंस है परमानेंट रेजिडेंस परमिट उधर है Waiting us outside, inshallah. And when we go with Iman, then it's not a problem. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, inshallah. And Allah Ta'ala accept our sitting here and our discussion. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala make it useful for us and for all. And may Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala save us from all the calamities and all the fitna which are pouring, like the, like Nabi Alayhi Salaatu Wasalam said, like the hours of the dark night, like the portions of the dark night. Fitna is under control. But remember one thing, how many fitnas comes? And if you steadfast on deen, so great and high you are rewarded. Allah ne kisi aur ummat ko nahi, dekho ji, bade bade fitne hain, dusri ummaton ko nahi diye, hame diye hain, is ummat ko diye. You know, Dajjal, fitna of Dajjal, not for another ummah, Yajuj Majuj, not for another ummah. You know, big fitna Allah Ta'ala kept for this ummah. Why? Because Allah knows that this ummah can tackle, and this ummah can work hard, and this ummah can stand, and can please his Lord, and can stay on the deen of Nabi Muhammad. सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम हालात दुनिया के कैसे हो जाएं अल्लाह ने इस उम्मत के अंदर वो सीक्रेट हिडन टैलेंट अल्लाह ताला के अपने के दिनों एंड एज द फिटनेस विल बी हाई द रिवॉर्ड्स ऑफ प्रैक्टिसिंग ऑफ दीन आल्सो विल बी हाई सर्कमस्टेंसेस व्हेन द फिटनेस विल बी हाई देन टू प्रैक्टिस ऑन दीन द रिवॉर्ड आल्सो विल बी हाई अल्लाह ताला गिव अस ऑल तौफीक बाय द शरीफ अल्लाह तआला मुहम्मद व आलिहि वसल्लम तमाम सभी दारा इब्राहिम व आलिहि वसल्लम हमदी मजीद या अल्लाह हमारे गुनाहों को माफ फरमा या अल्लाह हमारी खताओं से दरगुजर फरमा या अल्लाह बड़े गुनाहगार हैं बड़े कसूरवार हैं बड़े फताकार हैं या अल्लाह हमने अपनी जानों पर बहुत जुल्म किया है या अल्लाह तेरे अहकाम मिटते रहे टूटते रहे या अल्लाह हमें फिक्र नहीं हुई या अल्लाह हमारी बेफिक्री को माफ फरमा दे या अल्लाह पूरी उम्मत को दीन का शौक और दीन की समझ नसीब फरमा दे या अल्लाह हमें या अल्लाह अच्छे आमाल करने की तौफीक नसीब फरमा दे या अल्लाह हमारे बद से हमें बचा ले या अल्लाह हमारे बद से हमें बचा ले या अल्लाह हमारी नीयतों का इखलास नसीब फरमा या अल्लाह हमें अपना जिक्र करने की हलावत नसीब फरमा तिलावत कुरान का ज़ौक और शौक नसीब फरमा नमाजों का खुशू और खुशू नसीब फरमा या अल्लाह हमें दीन के खातिर या अल्लाह सब कुछ झुकाने की तौफीक नसीब फरमा या अल्लाह मस्जिदों को आबाद फरमा या अल्लाह दीनी दरसगाहों को आबाद फरमा या अल्लाह दीन के ठियों को कायम फरमा तमाम मराकिज की मदारिस की मसाजिद की मकातिब की या अल्लाह हिफाजत फरमा या अल्लाह तमाम दीनी काम करने वालों के कामों को कबूल फरमा या अल्लाह तमाम खानकाहों में काम करने वालों के या अल्लाह कामों को कबूल फरमा या अल्लाह जर्रा खैर जो वजूद में आ रहा है या अल्लाह उसकी आबियारी फरमा या अल्लाह उसकी दस्तगीरी फरमा या अल्लाह उसके अंदर खुसूसी बरकतें नाजिल फरमा या अल्लाह हम तो काम को खराब करने वाले हैं काम को बिगाड़ने वाले हैं یا اللہ ہمارے بگاڑ اور فساد کی وجہ سے یا اللہ کام کو نقصان نہ پہنچا، یا اللہ کام کو نقصان سے محفوظ فرما، یا اللہ ہماری کوتاہیوں اور تقصیروں کی وجہ سے یا اللہ ہمیں دین کے کام سے محروم نہ فرما، یا اللہ آپ نے محروم کر دیا تو پھر ہم کسی کام کے نہیں رہیں گے، یا اللہ ہماری یا اللہ ہم سے ہٹا کر کسی اور قوم کو اس کے لیے تبدیل نہ فرما، بلکہ یا اللہ اور قوموں کو بھی قبول فرما، اور یا اللہ ہمیں بھی اپنے کام پر استقامت کے ساتھ جمنا نصیب فرما، یا اللہ گناہوں سے بچا لے، طاعات کا شوق نصیب فرما ہمارے بچوں کے اندر، یا اللہ پرہیزگار متقی دیندار لوگ پیدا فرما، یا اللہ ہمیں دین کی سمجھ نصیب فرما، یا اللہ اپنے نبی پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سنتوں کو زندہ کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما، یا اللہ دنیا والے کچھ بھی کہتے رہیں ہمیں کسی کی پرواہ نہ ہو، ہمیں اگر پرواہ ہو تو تیری پرواہ ہو، تجھ سے لو لگی ہوئی ہو، تجھے منا رہے ہوں، تجھے راضی کر رہے ہوں، تجھ سے مل کر خوش ہوں، تو ہم سے مل کر خوش ہو، یا اللہ ہم سب کو حسن خاتمہ کی دولت سے مالا مال فرما، یا اللہ ہمارے ایمانوں کی حفاظت فرما، یا اللہ ہمارے اعمالوں کی حفاظت فرما، یا اللہ ہمارے سامانوں کی حفاظت فرما، یا اللہ ہر ہر موڑ پر امن و امان عفو عافیت نصیب فرما، یا اللہ جتنے ساتھی یہاں بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں، یا اللہ اس میں بوڑھے بھی ہیں، جوان بھی ہیں، بچے بھی ہیں، یا اللہ سب کی آمین کو قبول فرما، یا اللہ سب کی جو بھی حاجتیں ہیں جائز ان کو پورا فرما، یا اللہ تمام بیماروں کو شفائے کاملہ نصیب فرما، قرض داروں کے قرضے ادا کرا، پریشان حالوں کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما، جو دنیا سے گزر گئے ہیں یا اللہ ان کو کروٹ کروٹ سکون اور چین نصیب فرما، کل ہمارا بھی وقت آنا ہے، ہمیں بھی اس دنیا سے آنا ہے، اس دنیا کو چھوڑنا ہے، یا اللہ جب وہ وقت آ جائے آپ ہم سے راضی ہو رہے ہوں، یا اللہ ہم بھی آپ سے مل کر راضی ہو رہے ہوں، یا اللہ سوء خاتمہ سے ہم سب کی حفاظت فرما، یا اللہ مانگنا نہیں آتا بن مانگے ہی نصیب فرما، مانگنے کا سلیقہ اور ڈھنگ ہم کو عطا فرما، جس طرح مانگنے سے آپ خوش ہوتے ہیں اس کی طرف ہمارے یا اللہ ہماری رہنمائی فرما، یا اللہ ہماری دعاؤں کو اپنے فضل و کرم سے قبول فرما، ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم، وتب علینا انک انت التواب الرحیم، وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.